In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tonight we will continue our program of approaches and again to the same question of how we can deliver the message of our Lord Jesus Christ as is the only and relevant solution to our problems. We have said that first point is to be involved in others' lives. I mean by saying be involved that you start with the person next door. We need not to preach the word of God to those who live in Africa or Asia. You have in the next door many who do not believe in God or who do not care for their religious relationship with the Lord. So it's better to be involved in the neighbor's life, in the normal relationships. Try to get involved in other lives and your evangelism will begin to take off. When you get involved, it's coming by itself with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Do not rely only on words. Just try to help others, sacrifice your time, act in a good way, give time, give yourself, give your ears, be ready to help and serve others. By doing this, you are getting involved in their life and you can easily enlighten their hearts with the word of God after. Try to listen with your heart, not with your mind. Many people you know are very intellectual and their attitude is very harsh and tough, as if they have no hearts. They just think. But people do not only need those who think, they need somebody to feel them, to share their pains and feelings. Try to be this one who empathize with others' problems. The gospel is not a pill to be taken, but it's a life. So you are not just giving them some pill or verse to be taken like a pill. You are giving yourself, your life, your heart, your love. And by doing this, they can start opening up with you, opening their hearts. Don't be involved only, but you should be also be informed about the world around you. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks. That's the words of Solomon in the Proverbs chapter 27. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend your herds. So we need to know exactly what kind of life they live. You know, there are many problems around, like abortions, the economical status, the working problems. We need to know this. We need to share them, these problems. You know, by being informed of their problems, you will give them the kind of common ground to build on. That's what we had said before. This common ground is very essential to reach their hearts. You will be helped in relating the gospel to real situations. So kind of economical problems, you can say that, why don't you try to pray and ask the Lord to help and to bless your life, and doors will be opened before your eyes so you can promise God's promises. Also will help you understand people's problems. When you be informed of their life, you can understand their acceptance and their attitude. We said before also, be an example before preaching the word of God. And this needs continuous evaluation of yourself. We need to evaluate ourselves on the word of God before telling the word of God to anyone. It was written that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Look to this blameless and harmless light of God, light in the world. So we need to follow the word of God. Your spiritualities actually appear in many things, in your actions, in your beliefs, in your attitudes. It's the translation of the gospel in their language. They need not to read all the gospels and the word of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament, but they can see this clearly in your life. Don't be a superficial, professional preacher. Just be a good Christian. You won't convince them by being professional in preaching, but you will convince many by being the humble, meek one like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Christian looks always different. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. This was the word of our Lord Jesus Christ before crucifixion. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, he was praying, saying, so, they are not of the world, just I am not from this world. So we need to think this way, that we are different, and we should keep this difference clear before the eyes of anyone. How do you use the time? How do you use the money? What kind of power or strength you your life based on? What kinds of values you believe in? What are the relationships you have? These all help others to understand Christianity and to read the gospel without reading. You know, also your activities as missionary, day activities like studies, entertainment, and kind of helpfulness, this also part of your missionary work, because people will look up to you to see what kind of life you are enjoying. In order to be an example before them, you need to ask this question. Do you live in an ivory tower, isolated or over busy, or you are very busy in the church, you don't have time for anybody to walk with, to speak with? So in this way, they cannot follow you or be convinced of your life. Please avoid hypocrisy. People love simplicity. People can see the difference between those who are living superficial, theoretical life and those who live simple, honest, meek life. Be real in your life, in your talk, in your smile, in your laughing. Be down to earth, and from the inside to the outside, there is no big space. People can feel if the person in front of them is a real, true religious one or not. Also, it was written in chapter 6 in the Gospel of St. Luke, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So from your heart speak the good words you live and you enjoy in your prayer. So again, we need to be informative. We need to be involved in others' life. We need to understand their living. We need to be an example before giving lectures in our spiritual life. Glory to God. Amen.